17 minutes past 8. When sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. Well, that's what Shakespeare wrote, and that's what Tony Blair must have been muttering to himself pretty well every morning for the past week or two. His latest little sorrow is Claire Short, always one of his more outspoken ministers. She's broken ranks on the Dome and said what no other minister has said. The Dome is a disaster. Happened on Question Time last night.
It's been a flop. It was started by Heseltine. It was taken on by our government. Most people who haven't been think it's awful. It keeps losing money. We need to dispose of it as rapidly as we can, as cheaply as we can. At least the land in Greenwich was cleaned up.
Well, on the line now is the Culture Secretary, Chris Smith. Good morning to you, and what do you make of that?
Good morning. To be fair to Claire, she's saying what she's said consistently for a long time now.
She's not said that in public before.
She has actually expressed this view both inside and outside Cabinet. Her particular view has always been that London was the wrong place to have the major building to mark the millennium. She would much have preferred it to be in Birmingham. She argued that case very strongly some years back.
Oh, that
and,
was before,
I noticed
though,
she
that's
was
quite
making it again
it?
Last night.
Yeah, but that's quite different. I mean, when a cabinet has taken a decision on something, you have a thing called collective cabinet responsibility, don't you? And she's broken that, no?
Well, she's expressed an honest view and actually fair enough. It's widely known that there is a variety, there always has been a variety of views in the cabinet on the decision to go ahead with the Dome. My principle objective now is to try and make sure that we have an orderly conclusion to the year of the Dome's life and then get the best possible value for the public purse out of any subsequent disposal.
Well, why don't you come out and say it yourself then? Because you're not a real enthusiast, are you? You don't think it's been a success, do you?
Oh, it is very much on the record that, and indeed there's a book being written about this, that when the decision to go ahead with it in June 97 was made, I had argued for something rather smaller and rather more wholly focused on educational work.
So is it a flop?
That decision was taken by the Cabinet, and we need now to make the best of it.
Is it a flop? Has it been a flop?
No. If you talk to people who've been, and indeed, again, Claire Short
made this point, though.
Well, she made this point also last night, that people who actually go enjoy it. Something like 85-90% of people who go come away saying they've had an excellent time, they've really enjoyed it, they'd recommend it to their friends. And the people who are dead set against it tend to be those who haven't been.